He's conducting film night and doing the world's greatest performance, appearing under a canopy of stars. James Taylor, Yo-Yo Ma, John Pizzarelli, Itzhak Perlman, and more. Find out about lodging, museums, theater, and fine dining in the Berkshires at Tanglewood.org. For a complete schedule and tickets, visit Tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200. Tickets on sale now. Make this your Tanglewood summer.
WWNA, Buffalo Beach. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Hey, hey, welcome. We're hanging out. It's a lovely night. 5 hours of broadcasting ahead of us tonight, and we're looking forward to all of the shows that are happening this evening. Of course, we got lots of guests, and the first guest tonight, of course, is going to be Liberty DeVito. Of course, Liberty DeVito is best known as the drummer for Billy Joel, and of course, we're looking forward to him coming on and spending some time with us. He happens to be at a birthday party right now down in Tennessee, and we're going to find out how that's working out. And we're also going to find out some of the things that are happening. Best known for, of course, Billy Joel. Also been with the New York City Hit Squad for a while. Has worked with Karen Carpenter when she was still alive and with us. Has worked with Meatloaf, Rick Wakeman, Elton John, Carly Simon, Nick Jones of Foreigner, and, of course, John Babcock. And it goes on and on and on. Mitch Ryder, he also has played with our friend Richie Supa on the Supa Jamboree. Been around a long, long time, and we're looking forward to, of course, finding out more about what he's been up to and what he's planning on doing. I look forward to hearing about his life, because you know something, anybody that's been doing this for almost four decades must know what they're doing. So we're going to find out how he does it, when he does it, and most importantly, why he does it. And we also have some things coming up. The 12-Step Music Fest is right around the corner. We're looking forward to it. We got a super group we're amassing, and Liberty is going to be one of those folks that's going to be at the 12-Step Music Fest, along with, of course, Christine Ullman, who was on last week, and Ricky Berg, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And we're also looking forward to seeing Richie Supa down there and some other folks that we're going to be working with. And there's more to be announced. We are looking to formulate about a nine-piece supergroup band. And, of course, Woody Geeseman is also going to be down there, and he's going to be part of it, of the theme Del Fuegos. The Del Fuegos will be doing a reunion concert this June 23rd and 24th, and we're going to find out more about that, because Woody's going to be calling in at 8 o'clock tonight. We're going to find out how Woody's making out with his new CD, live from Right Turn, and most importantly, we're going to find out what's happening and what's cooking in June, because we're going to be there and we're going to be broadcasting live from the Del Fuegos reunion both nights, and we're looking forward to being up there. We also have coming up the Sober Stock Festival. That's going to be up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and you can go to our website at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, find out more about that. You can also put it into your browser, and it's Sober Stock Philadelphia, and find out more information. We're going to be speaking with Doug again next week and have Doug call in and talk to us about what's going on. That's coming up pretty rapidly, too. That's May 21st. We're going to be in Philly broadcasting live from there. And we also have the Prism Awards. Richie Supa is, of course, nominated for a Prism Award. So I will be out in L.A. at the Prism Awards on, of course, May 28th. So it's a busy couple of weeks here coming up. And April, I'll be heading up to Of course, April, I'm sorry, Richie Supa's thing is April 28th. April 21st, I'll be up in the Poughkeepsie area hanging out and also hitting some shows up there, some sober shows. We're looking forward to making this a really cool couple of weeks here, a couple of months, and we're looking forward to lots of great fun had by all. Of course, Rockers in Recovery is part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And, of course, we just started, if you didn't know, we just started the East Coast music scene, their first show by themselves. They used to be interactive with us. And their first step, the East Coast music scene is now kicking off every Thursday with Bubba Mac from the Bubba Mac Shack in Jersey, along with Kevin King. And, of course, Kevin King will be in here in a little bit. He's going to be talking with me tonight at 9 o'clock. I want to now go to the phones, and we want to get Liberty DeVito on with us. Liberty, pleasure to have you, and it's an honor to have you on our show tonight.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Well, be where I am and be on your show at the same time.
Go fit. Hey, listen, you're in Nashville, is that correct?
I am. I'm sitting in a hotel lobby right now in Nashville.
How's the weather in Nashville? Is it as good as down here in South Florida?
It's horrible. It's actually very cold, and it's overcast and just bad.
Well, we're going to have to get you down here pretty soon to hang out with us in South Florida, that's for sure. So
I'm ready.
Well, we're ready to have you, too. So in the meantime, I was sharing with my audience, you've been around for almost four decades as a drummer, and you've worked diligently. I think this all came to your head as something you wanted to head towards in life in 1964, when you seen the Beatles for the first time on Ed Sullivan, is that correct?
That's right. It was the Ed Sullivan Show. It was watching them, and you know, the thing that caught me was that when the camera panned onto the girls in the audience, and they were screaming for these not that good looking guys, and I saw my sister screaming at the black and white CD, "These not that good looking guys." I was like, you know, I could probably meet girls this way too. So I took up an instrument.
Well. You, when you look at it from the professional aspect of it, you do get a lot of fringe benefits from it, but you get some things that you don't want either. I mean, you know, and I think over the time period of almost four decades, what are some of the things that you probably didn't sign up for?
Oh, I didn't sign up to let's say arrest. Maybe, you know, life is different from behind those bars.
So these are the things that were probably because you weren't maintaining any kind of self-discipline or any type of lifestyle that was in the healthiest way, and you ended up in those jackpots.
Yeah, doing some pretty silly things because, you know, you think you're a pop star and you think you have the right to do whatever you feel like doing. You're just, you know, people just throw themselves at you and everything is okay. I mean, a guy working that lives next door from me, if he gets arrested for drunken driving, it's a sin. He can't come out of his house. But if his sister gets arrested for drunken driving, he gets praised. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's crazy. When you look back past through your past, I mean, you've worked with Richie Supa, the Supa Jamboree. You, of course, were with you did some work with Mitch Ryder. You did work with Elton John, Rick Wakeman. I mean, famed, you've been working with Billy. You worked with Billy Joel for many, many years. Formerly, you've been with Billy. But, you know, the bottom line is you've been around some very heavy hitters. And did that put you in a position, I mean, where you were playing with the type of folks that you were playing with? And was there entitlement that came with that? I mean, to be quite frank.
Was
that like entitlement when it comes to like the misbehavior and all of that stuff? You think that, well, you know, hey, listen, I know ego comes in and plays a lot of this, and we have to deflate the ego sooner or later.
Well, I'll tell you what. I worked with one guy, and I won't say who it was, but it was a long time that I worked with him, and I think our relationship broke down when I got sober.
Really?
And he did, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and that was all part of that, you know, you were working on yourself, and if you're working on yourself, you can't be hanging out with people that aren't.
Right. I remember once walking into a bar, and he said to me, "I feel like my mother's here when you come in."
Wow.
You know, it's like, in other words, he's feeling guilty, but he's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and I'm glad that you show that, because I think one of the things that we, when I was born and raised in upstate New York, and You know, we used to go out into the cow pastures at 12 and 13 years old with a keg of beer, and we always had our boom box, and it was all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And we thought all of those things went together, but they really don't. I mean, because reality is, as a musician, you really don't have the ability of, like, you know, really putting your heart and effort into it and really making good music if you're loaded all the time.
Oh, right. I physically could not possibly do what I do if I was still, you know, drinking and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It would be impossible to physically do it.
Do you feel at this point, I mean, over the years that you've been doing this, and it's many, many years, and you're very good at what you do. I've seen you and Ricky up at the New York City Hit Squad in New York City when I came up from down here to, you know, come up and visit with you guys, and it was a great, great show. And, you know, everybody was on time. Everybody showed up. I mean, you know, everybody was respect and dignity, and it was, like, really, really impressive to watch you guys work together, not only on the stage, which was really impressive, but most importantly, how you treated and interacted with each other.
Oh, yeah, that's the beauty of working with people who are sober and respect one another for it. They show up on time, like you said, and everybody knows their parts, and everybody does it. I just recently did a gig with a guys that I play with a lot, mm-hmm. and they don't usually drink a lot. They have their social drinks, but this one particular time, they got drunk because they had a lot of time before they had to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, I will never play with you again if there's going to be drunkenness on a stage. When you sober up and see what it's like to play with somebody who's drunk,
mm-hmm.
forget it.
Yeah,
well, it's like pulling a weight.
Yeah, you're carrying them.
Yes.
Wow.
They think they're having a great time and they sound great.
Mm-hmm.
They're loud, they're overplaying.
Yep.
It's horrible.
When you look back over the years that you've been in the business and you look at, you know, I know from when I got clean, my sponsor said I have to look at my side of the street. And I have to deal with my side of the street. When you started to get clean and you started to work the program, I guess was there a lot of house cleaning on your behalf?
Well, for me, it happened at the time when I had gotten divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And I was depending on my gig with Billy.
Okay.
And I was drinking at the time. And at the same time, I got divorced. I met another woman, right?
Okay.
And you saw my wife. She's younger than I am. So we would go out and we would drink with her friends and stuff like that because I was drinking. And then I stopped playing with Billy. I lost the gig with Billy,
mm-hmm.
right? So if it wasn't for the love of that woman, when she looked at me one day because I was losing it. And, you know, you always turn to alcohol or drugs or whatever when you're losing it,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're losing it. And she turned to me one day and she said, I will not put up with this. It's going to be me or you're going to continue to drink. I said, when do you want me to stop? She said, right now.
Wow.
And that was it. I got back on the program. I was done.
Now, you would have.
And I believe that it's love for someone else, love for yourself,
mm.
that you realize that there is that stronger power, and it's love, you know?
Had you had failed attempts at this before? I mean, was this like your first rodeo, or had you tried to get sober before?
Well, I've been sober now for 8 years, and this is my third time.
Okay, okay. Well, and when you look at, one of the things that I was told was, and I like to hear this because people need to hear this, that, you know, if I start putting things before my recovery, there's a good possibility I'm going to lose my recovery over it.
Yeah, yeah. What happened to me was that I sobered up, and then my brother passed away.
Wow.
And I thought, who am I kidding, trying to be the superhero, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I got back on it again,
mm-hmm.
Realized I was destroying the family that I had at the time. My kids were still young, and I sobered up again. And then when my kids got older and started to move out of the house, me and the woman I was married to would go out, and she would start drinking again in a bar. And I thought, you know what? I'm going for it, you know? But you can't have that one drink. You think you have that one wine? Forget it.
Mm. Yeah, what? One is too many and a thousand's never enough.
Exactly, exactly. Pull that cork out of that wine bottle and throw it away. It's not going back in.
Well, and I laugh because I've been there. I mean, you know, when I would say to myself, you know something, I'm just going to have one cocktail. I never had one of anything.
No. Never.
So in the meantime, I love the fact that you have transitioned yourself over the last 8 years into really carrying a message of hope. One of the things that I was very surprised to see, but I really love the fact that you're involved with it, is you work with Little Kids Rock.
Oh, yeah. Love Little Kids Rock. Little Kids Rock puts the instruments in the hands of kids in underprivileged schools, and they give free lessons. Well, they pick the lessons for a year. They get to keep the instrument.
Wow, that's cool. Now, in the meantime, did you find yourself, that was in 2003 that you officially signed on as a supporter. Have you found that you've really grown to really appreciate that more now that you're clean?
Oh, definitely. I see young kids, you know, that want to be like the hip stars, you know, the rock stars and all that kind of hip-hop guys of today, and I think you're going down the wrong path. You can play music, and you don't need to get like they get crazy, you know?
Yeah.
You don't need to do that. You know, I found, too, that a lot of the bands that say they're really out of it, they really aren't. It's a whole publicity thing, and the public thinks that they're really, like, out of it, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's really been underscored with some of the different bands of the 90s that put on that image, but were really as, you know, clean as me and you.
Yeah, exactly. They're businessmen today.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they have that image of being out of their brains, you know?
Well, I mean, you got to remember, too, and I've said this a lot, you know, I came through that 70s era, you came through that 60s and 70s era, where by the time the middle 80s came through, it was no longer hip, slick, and cool to be in that condition anymore.
Exactly.
Everybody had woken up to the fact that, whoa, wait a minute, man, this ain't working in society no more.
Yeah, right. I mean, you got to a point in your life where either you chose to get straight or die. It was one or the other.
Absolutely. And you look back over your career, and I mean, you've been on the stage with so many different people. And the amazing part is today is that if you look through the history, and we won't name them unless they name themselves, but there's a lot of those folks that are sober and clean today because they all came to the same understanding.
Definitely.
What do you think of the New York City Hit Squad? Because I love it.
Oh, I love playing with the Hit Squad. You know, Ricky's great. He's the Ron Woods of our hit squad, you know, Keith Richards, guitar playing style of our hit squad, and Christine Ullman, man, she's just beautiful to play with. But they're just beautiful people. They're there on time. They know the parts. Like I said before, they're just great, you know.
You don't have to carry nobody. You're there to be able, as an equal, to be able to carry the music and really give it out there.
Yep, they sure are. They really do. They give it out there. They give it 100%.
What do you have coming?
I'm involved in so many different things now because of being sober and being responsible. You become responsible.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm here in Nashville. Go ahead.
I said, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I'm here in Nashville with this woman who's a photographer. She did a coffee table book on drummers.
Wow.
She called me up to help her when she first started it. It took her 2.5 years. She's got a coffee table book with over 500 drummers in it, photographed in however they wanted to be, playing, standing still, sitting in a chair, whatever it was. And we're doing a promotional tour of this book now, you know. And it's a piece of cake to get up early in the morning and do Good Morning Nashville, you know.
Yeah, we weren't getting up anytime soon in the morning, were we?
No. I remember the evil maids.
The evil maids?
The maids. We were in the Holiday Inns in the old days, and everybody would be like, oh, my God. And the maids would be knocking on the door. Clean your room now. No, go away. It's 11 o'clock in the afternoon already, you know?
Well, I like your sense of humor, and I did. You know, the night that I met you, you had a great sense of humor. You're a funny guy, and you got great stories. But most importantly, end them with the most important fact that at least today we can be something that we totally didn't know we could be. I mean, I didn't know I could be the person I could be today, and I'm not going to be the same person I am today tomorrow if I continue to grow in purpose.
That's right. I love it. My kids respect me. I've got great love around me with my wife and family. And And there's that community of people who are sober that really appreciate each other.
We're going to have to take a quick break, Liberty, and I'm going to ask you to hang for us. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some of the things that we got coming up, and most importantly, what you're doing and how you're going to come down here and visit with us, too. We'll be back right after this message with Liberty DeVito.
Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Saturday night and you're still hanging around.
All right, welcome back. Rogers in recovery, and of course we're with our friend Liberty DeVito. Liberty, welcome back to the show. I was just going over some of your credits here. You have 21 albums that you're credited on. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It goes from 76 until 2010.
You know what's amazing to me is when I just recently got my gold albums again. You know, I asked for them again to have them redone. The color starts fading and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled out Greatest Hits Part 1 and 2, and it said, for the sales of 25 million copies. It's like, that's ridiculous.
25 million copies. And that was from Volumes 1 and 2, or is that just 1 and 2? Or?
Greatest Hits Volumes 1 and 2. It came as a double album.
Yeah. Actually, one of the best. Well, of course, you know, I remember being weaned on The Stranger. Turnstiles was great, but I was really weaned on The Stranger. And then Songs in the Attic was just, you know, one of those tapes, if you remember tapes, that we would burn through them.
Yeah, that was a great album. That was fun to make too, because that was just the band. It was. Nobody overdubbed anything on that, you know, just the band playing, just the guys that were in Billy's band that played live.
It was amazing because you were, you know, I just read, I've been reading a lot on you over the last couple of days, and one of the things that I read, which was amazing, is that you were with him for 30 years. You were the longest guy that stayed with him the longest out of the whole band.
Yeah, he always says it was because we never slept together.
Well, we won't talk about that on Rockers in Recovery. That's more for That's more for the East Coast music scene.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, one of the things that you've gotten out of all of this is an understanding of time that you never knew you'd have in 1964.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's just wonderful. Everything is so different these days.
Well, here's my other question to you. What's happening right now in your world musically that you feel is huge to you? I mean, because you know something, I think we all come to a point where we find what we want to do, and that's what's going to make us happy. We don't try to make other people happy anymore.
Yeah. Well, musically right now, like I said, we're doing this tour, this book called Sticks and Skins. You can find it on sticksandskins.com. It's got a web page and everything. Any drummers out there that want a coffee table book with all these drummers in it, it's fantastic. Doing that, I have two books out now with Carl Fisher. They're instructional books. One will take a kid from picking up the drumsticks to actually getting ready to play with a band.
Wow.
And because I feel that, you know, that's what we do. That's what we want to do. When I pointed at the Beatles, I didn't point and say, I want to play the drums. I pointed and I said, I want to do that. I want to be in a band, you know. So this book kind of shows you how to get involved in something like that. And, you know, playing with the Hit Squad, doing camps, camp jams, another thing that we do. Ricky Bird does that with me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with Jeff Colisi from 38 Special. And, you know, a bunch of stuff like that, clinics, all around the world type of stuff.
Well, we're looking forward to you. And we know you're going to be coming down. And I formally made the announcement tonight that you're going to be with us November 3rd through the 6th at the 12-Step Music Fest. We're looking forward to having you down here and to be a part of the supergroup. You are the core of the supergroup, you, Ricky, and, of course, Christine Ullman, and we're trying to get a hold of Chasm right now and maybe put the Chasm in the mix. So we're working on it, but we're planning on, like, and Woody Geachman's going to be down there, too. He's going to be stopping by.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's going to be a really, really classic show where you have, you know, 40-year musicians, close to 40-year musicians that are in there. Well, absolutely. Well, sometimes you have to, right?
Yeah, you definitely do.
So the musicians
I play some tricks on people over my career.
So the musicians that you deal with, you know, that have this quality of time, but not only that, they have the quality of being able to really feel what they're doing and be able to put it out there and make the effort to make it a best show. Every show is trying to be the best show.
Yes, yes. Because you're playing because you love it. Mm-hmm. You're playing because you love it. That it's passion that makes the music work. And when there's something blurring the passion, it doesn't sound as good. When that is clean passion, it's great.
Comes out in the music.
Yep.
Now, I got one other question for you, and I know you're going to have to go, but I definitely got to ask this question. The Nylon Curtain. When you guys dealt with the Nylon Curtain, and you ended up going to Russia, is that correct?
Yes, we did. We went to Russia on the Stormfront line already?
Mm-hmm.
On Stormfront, I think it was. In 89 we went. Oh, yes?
Yeah, I think it was 89 Stormfront, correct.
Right.
Now, when you put together the Nylon Curtain, and then years later, you end up in Russia. Did you believe that those two things were going to work together?
No. As a matter of fact, when we first were asked, there were three groups asked to go to Russia: Bruce Springsteen, somebody else, and Billy Joel. You know, because the Russians felt that this would be safe because of the thing that the Gorbachev was doing, inviting people over now.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to watch our show, the Russian people.
Okay.
And the only song they had a problem with was "Goodnight Saigon."
Really?
They didn't know what that was really about, whether it was positive. And when Billy explained it to them about the guys and how they were treated when they came home, and how it was just a horrible, horrible war that was going on, they then related it to when they invaded Afghanistan. You know, they said, "Oh, it was like our Afghanistan." We said, "Yeah." And then they said, "Yeah, okay, great." You know,
and it's funny because that song actually came on, went on to also indicate 9/11, and actually is viewed in a lot of people's minds for the 9/11 incident.
Yeah, there's a song, Miami 2017, too. That's the one where Billy talks about the New York blowing up, you know. It's really interesting. The songs that he's written some great songs, and some of them he never dreamed would, you know, like We're Standing in Russia, and that we would do the song in Nylon Curtain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought it, right?
Who would have thunk?
Well, you know something, it's a pleasure. It's an honor. And I'm sorry I called you a musician.
That's okay. Why did he disappear?
But you are one hell of a musician. So I'm glad that you were with us. And, you know, the end of the result is that we have some fun and we like to have people on like yourself that can tell people the way it really is today. What happened, what it's like, and what it's really like now, you know, for you and how you've grown. And it's an honor to have you on. We are going to hold in reserve the right to bring you back.
Thank you. Anytime.
You are a great guy, and thank you for being on our show tonight. And, Liberty, is there anything in closing that you would like our listeners to know?
I just want everybody to know that you can stay young if you stay alive and live in the world that you see around you.
That's beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Liberty DeVito, drummer, first-class act, human being, great person. Thank you for being on with us tonight, sir.
Thank you.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to go out with, of course, a little bit of Billy Joel and Liberty DeVito, and we'll be back right after this. This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow. Let me tell you about the sound pillow. Sound pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the sound pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation. at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Saturday night and you're still hanging around. Tired of living in your one-horse town. Like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkie and the closet queen. It's like some pornographic magazine. And you smile. The cops and jackals in the high tonight. Take you to your special island.
All right. And of course, Captain Jack will get you high tonight was a song that was written in regards to, of course, the drug dealer of the time. And as we just heard from Liberty DeVito himself, you know, over time we all find out that those things don't work for us. One day at a time, we get to understand that, you know, where we are today is not necessarily where we were back then. And by the grace of God, we get to have a new life. By the grace of God, we don't have to fall victim to death and all of the rest of the things that come from, of course, the use and abuse of drug addiction. We get to see our families grow up around us. And Liberty had some great stuff to talk about tonight. You know, he has the respect of his family, the love and compassion of his friends, other musicians that love working with him, and he loves working with them. I mean, these are all class act benefits of being in recovery one day at a time. You know, from jail to Yale, from Park Place to Park Bench, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't discriminate. Addiction is one of those things that has robbed lives consistently for, you know, ever since man first started crushing grapes. So when you sit back and you think to yourself, wow, this is just a control issue. People, if they just controlled it, it would be fine. Well, I can tell you, folks, there was many times where I said, I think I can control that one rock. Next thing you know, locked up. You know, till the jail cells clanged, or worse yet, I became so incapacitated that I couldn't even spell my name. You know, go into a detox and they would ask me my name and I would just slobber on them. You know, urinating and defecating in my pants. How are you? Yes, I'm fine. It's just about control. If I could just control it, everything would be wonderful. I came to find out that lack of control was not my problem. What was my problem was I had a dis-ease, and discomfort that the only thing would cure it was another drink or another drug. And until I start to deal with the dis-ease and the discomfort of mind, body, and spirit, I wasn't going to get anywhere. That first started for me with, saying, okay, I need help, and I surrender, and I need help. And, of course, that next proposition is that I came to believe that a power greater than me. Now, everybody freaks when they hear that. They freak because they think, well, are you talking about God? No, what we're talking about is a power greater than myself. And I don't think God was mentioned in there at all. What was mentioned in there was somebody other than me. Because my best thinking got me in the situation that I was in, and I can't get out of the situation with the same brain that got me into it. I need to have somebody else's help. And I need to ask for that help. If I don't ask for that help, then, you know, I'm pretty much running under my own self-will and my own of course, self-confidence and all of the rest of the things that come with it. And I can tell you, self-reliance almost killed me. So until I understood that it was about asking somebody for help and what that turned into for me, which, you know, came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity, was the first step in a very long journey that still continues to this day. Mad, glad, or sad, for the last 4 to 5 years, going on 5 years, I haven't had the had to pick up a drink or a drug. But I can also tell you this, that during that time period, I've been crazier than a bed bug at times. Does that mean that negates the fact that, you know, because I haven't picked up a drink or a drug, that it's okay? No, it ain't. No, it ain't. My behaviors are in direct responsibility for who I show up as, when I show up as, and, of course, the people that I'm treating as. So I have an obligation today to work a program, and that obligation is to grow, not to go backwards, because sooner or later that pain of how I'm behaving and how I'm acting could bring me back to a drink or a drug. So if I'm not doing what I need to do to take care of those things, like made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God, as I understood Him. Now, when I got to that, and I had to look at the fact that, yeah, guess what, you know, the power has now turned into God. What is my choice to be? Am I going to choose in or choose out? Well, I had to choose in, because it was going to kill me if I chose out, but I didn't want to buy into the God thing. I didn't want to buy into the God thing, didn't want to know about the God thing, wasn't willing to buy into it at that point, because it wasn't until later on that I really seen God's fingerprints all over everything. But that was just for me. I know people that go through this process, been many years sober and clean, and don't buy into that God concept. They understand it as good early direction. They understand it as a group of drunks. They understand it as a power source being in a herd of people. I still believe that to a certain degree, that, you know, my recovery is directly in reliance to me being around healthy people that are all going in the same direction. But at the same time, if it comes right down to it, and I was told this, and I read it over and over again, that someday, somehow, there's going to be a place that's going to happen in your life that nobody's going to be around, and the only one that's going to know is you and God. And you're going to be going through that tough moment, and that decision that you make is going to be between you and God. And thy own self be true, to thy own self be true, when you make that final decision where you're going to go. Because in reality, I'm the guy that has to live with the feelings and the emotions of my behaviors and where I'm going to go with them and how I'm going to behave. And that means not just in the drinking and the drugging, that's foremost. Mag letter said, and I'll pick that first one up no matter what, but in other unhealthy behaviors too. So with that, what we're going to do is we're going to go out to our commercial break. When we come back from our commercial break, we're going to, of course, talk about some of the special events that are coming up that are going to be taking place over the next several months right here in South Florida, Boston, Philadelphia. They're going to be everywhere. So we're looking forward to all of that information getting back out. Listen to our friend Richie Supa. Richie is being nominated right now for a Prism Award, and we will be out there on the West Coast with him, hopefully when he wins that Prism Award.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50
ain't got.
And you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. He put another nail in his coffin, in some roach-infested room, where he thought he found the answer. With a needle and a spoon. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you shove another 50 through the slot. And you drift into the dawn till your dreams have all been crushed. In a junkie's world, all you really got. Welcome, yeah, welcome, last house on the block. And now, this kind of heaven, where the angels begin to go, it's a place all too familiar, where I sold out my soul, and that's how I know the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the darkness till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, no way you can stop. Welcome. Yeah, welcome. Last house on the block.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
This is Ricky Bird, and I am a rocker in recovery, and I love to listen to Rockers in Recovery on rockersinrecovery.com.
Not feel the pain, like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Anything to fix me quick, getting high is what made me dead. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see today. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. Could it be God? Tired of hurting, of all the bridges burning, surrender was the only way to win. When I let go, my wildest dreams were out there waiting. I won't go back, cause life is on the mend. Broken is a place I've already been. I got here with every wrong turn that I took. Mistakes I made, red like an open book. I'm a different man today. Trouble just one drink away. And here comes the pain. Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning. Surrender was the only way to win. When I let go, my wildest dreams were out there. I won't go back, cause life is on the mend. Broken is a place I've already been. I've already been broke down and busted. Already been a man I don't wanna be. Thank you.
our friend Ricky Bird. Great song, Broken as a Place, and of course you can find that on iTunes along with Richie Supa's Last House on the Block on iTunes. Go check them out, and of course we look forward to hearing more from Ricky coming up here real soon. Ricky's going to be down here for Memorial Day weekend playing a gig over at the First Steps Overhouse with us. Looking forward to Ricky and the Road Dogs kicking it and having some fun. And we might even be able to talk Christine Ullman and come down to do a little singing on that one. We're going to figure that one out, see if we can work that one. Christine Ullman, of course, she was with us last Sunday night from the Saturday Night Live band. Been with Saturday Night Live band for many, many years, just did a new release, and of course we talked about that last week, but we are going to talk about one of Rockers in Recovery's close friends tonight, Woody Geisman. Woody Geisman, of course, of the famed Del Fuegos, and Woody Geisman is going to be coming on with us here at the top of our second hour on the air tonight. Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos is going to be talking about his new CD. And the new CD is, of course, Live at Right Turn, and we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the Del Fuegos reunion concert, the 23rd and 24th of June at Paradise Rock Club, Boston, Massachusetts. We are going to be up there for that event. We're looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to having some fun with Woody tonight. Woody's always got some great stories and some great information for us, and We talk some very good recovery stuff when Woody is on the air with us, because Woody is no bones. You know, Right Turn Addiction Services, Woody founded that back in the year 2003. And, of course, Woody's been working diligently as the founder of Right Turn Addiction Services in Boston, the program offering assistance to artists in recovery from a drug addiction to other mental health issues. And we also have him on our website. If you go to holisticlifestylesradio.com or rockersinrecovery.com, right on the right-hand side, every Sunday night at 6 o'clock, you can click on Right Turn Radio, and you can listen live from Boston right from our website at rockersinrecovery.com. And Ricky, Woody is right there. You can listen to him every Sunday night. They had on tonight Howard from Music Cares. And, you know, Howard always makes for a great show. We're going to look forward to listening to the rebroadcast of that, I'm sure, in the future. Most importantly, we are at the end of our first hour. We want to thank Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel, the Billy Joel Band, and, of course, also all the rest of the folks he's played with over the years. Great music, collaborations over the years. We want to thank Liberty for sharing his experience, strength, and hope, but most importantly, talking about his music and talking about some of the things he's doing and promoting some of the things that he's doing. Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio family and the Rockers in Recovery family, Liberty, and we look forward to doing lots of great things with you. And, of course, Liberty will be down here at the 12-Step Music Fest, part of the nine-piece, of course, supergroup we're putting together. We have three so far. We're working on 4, 5, and 6 this week, and we should be making a hell of a formal announcement by the end of this coming week. Look forward to, of course, having you folks with us for the second hour. We're going to go out to the top of the hour break, and when we be back with Woody.
Thank you. Come out the scene, don't let it wait. If you got the liquor, start much too late. All too late, don't come down the face. Be the one. Well, they showed you statues, told you to pray. They built you, locked you away. Oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. Things you might have done, only the good die young.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio.